Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. The After Mess. Morning Mess here. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hello, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
Ooh, today on the episode, I don't know what, maybe it's episode 69. Hello. We're talking about bad sex. Not suitable for little children or in the workplace. So we're going to be talking about experiences and what constitutes bad sex.
Wow.
Times we've been bad, times people have been bad at it with us.
The After Mess.
Mm-hmm. Right. I remember this one girl that I wanted to have sex with so, so bad back in the day. It was my first radio gig. And I was single. My girl at the time broke up with me, so I was wilding out. And there was this one girl that I met, and she was a go-go dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She was an awesome go-go dancer. One of my favorite clubs that I would host.
And you know what they say? If they can dance, then they can prance in your pants.
I really like that.
I wish that was the case. That's what I thought. Man, that one night came, invited over to my little apartment. It was my first apartment by myself. Mm-hmm. I had roommates, and this is my first little apartment. Nothing to worry about. Home alone with her. And it came down to the get down. That's where the starfish for me happened. She just laid there, and it was the weirdest shit because she was a dope go-go dancer, probably one of the best in LA at that time. And I took her home, and it was the weirdest shit. And then I was like, maybe she was fucking
off. Maybe she was tired, bro.
Maybe she was
tired.
That's
what I was wondering.
Maybe her go-go boots were on too tight. Her feet hurt. She didn't want to do nothing. So we did it again. Same shit.
I tried two times,
and that was it for me. I tried it because I gave her the benefit. You know, we all get tired sometimes.
Right.
You're not the best.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Really? Shame on my dick. So listen. yes, that was bad sex. At that point, I did judge a book by its cover at that point.
Yeah.
Because I'm figuring go-go dancer. She knows how to dance. She knows how to move. Hot, sexy,
I think that's
great
a totally
body.
Fair assumption to make. Like, sometimes they say don't assume things. But, like, if you... Because go-go dancing isn't just dancing. It's sensual.
Yes.
Like, that's the whole point of it. So if you can do that... Why wouldn't you bring that to the bedroom?
It was the weirdest fucking thing. And she was really, and she had liked me when I had a girlfriend. And we never crossed that line. So then when it became available,
So you think she'd be excited and into it and like just as stoked and ready as you were.
Hopping on that dick.
Right.
It didn't happen. Just laid there. And let me do all the work.
What
she didn't get on
bummer.
Top. She just laid there. It was the craziest experience. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know how you could do that. Personally, like, the sex that I've had, I literally don't understand how you can just, like, lay down.
Wait, did you, like, ask her? Because I know that there are times where I'm feeling hella lazy. Because I've mentioned this before. If I'm not that into you, I'm not going to put in the work. Mm-hmm. But there are times where guys are like, okay, you want to get on top now? Did you ask her?
No, I probably at that point was only with three or four girls.
Okay.
Mm.
You know, I had a high school sweetheart. Then out of that, I dated my best friend. Then we got married and we were dating and we broke up. So she was only like the third or fourth. So I didn't have that communication yet.
Right.
At that point, I just kind of like, I just want to fuck.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be amazing. I was single. It was the first I had been in the two long-term relationship. But yeah. She's the one that sticks in my mind. That was crazy to me. A go-go dancer, bad in the bed.
That's so weird to me. Mine is on the flip side, and I definitely learned. Because it's kind of like in line with like dancing and rhythm. So to me, I always thought before it was really endearing if there was a guy that would really try to dance but like couldn't. Like I was like, oh, that's so cute. Like
right.
I guess you're confident enough to.
I love that.
to
no,
put
I,
yourself
I completely
out there.
Understand what you're saying.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like
yeah.
You don't have to be good at it, but it's just like
you're
appreciate.
Having fun.
Yeah, because there's so many people on the flip side that even in the gay world, surprise, stereotypes aren't always real. But there's a lot of men that I've met and even know they're just like, I'm not getting on the dance floor, or at least. I'm not doing that unless I'm like blackout wasted.
Aww.
So it's really common for guys, I think. So yeah. So like there was this one guy that I was like casually talking to, and he was the total opposite of that. He was like, I'm okay. I know. And he was honest, too. He was like, I know I can't dance. Mm-hmm. I don't care. And he told me, he was like, I really like the way that you dance. So we were dancing on the dance floor. We were at Charlie's. We got really drunk. We went back to my place afterwards. This was years ago.
How many? Were you on the show?
No.
Okay.
This was before the show. But so then I was like, what was I, 18 years old? It's crazy.
Oh, be quiet.
So we get back to my place and like we're getting ready to like, long story short, our rhythm is completely off when fucking. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That shit was so weird to me. And I was a little bit on like the more like the inexperienced side. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely like I was bottoming. So I was backing it up on him. And I was just like, why is it that every time I go back on
you... were backing
you,
it, he was backing it.
Or he was going like three times on me when I was going back once, and I was like, sir.
You could break a dick like that. You better watch
That's why I was really confused, and I was like, you could also break my booty hole. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Right.
And I really said, this was one of the few times where I was just like, maybe we should like try like to slow it down. And he was just like, I'm having a blast. I was like, are you? Because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You should have put on music to get to the fucking rhythm.
You know what's really weird? I don't think I've ever had sex with music.
What?
I really don't think so.
Hey, one time I fucked on techno. That was crazy. Oh my God.
I'm so mad. I really don't, like, in all honesty, I probably joked around about it because I would love to. I have like a whole playlist in my mind of the music I'd love to have sex to, but like I've never actually, there's been a TV on, but like there's never been music. Isn't that weird?
That is like, but I'm wondering why, because for me, every time that I have had sex with music on, it's been very intentional. Like,
really?
We both understand that we are about to have sex and we're like, let's get the playlist first.
I had this one guy who we tried to be friends with benefits, didn't work out, but he made a whole playlist for us to fuck to, and he was so cute, he was so excited. He was like, hey, I made a playlist and I added some songs that I really think you're going to like. And I think he added some Beyonce songs, which is actually really funny.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck are you fucking... Well, there are some Beyonce songs.
And there's one guy that I said I really liked Closer by Nick Jonas, that song. And I was like, oh, I'd love to fuck to that song. And then one day I went over and guess what song was playing?
What?
On a motherfucking loop.
Yes! That's I like awesome. That. That's commitment. I think there was one guy... who, like, we were about to have sex with each other, and, like, so fucking ridiculous. Like, he was older than me at the time, too. When I went to his place, he opened the door, and he was in, like, a fake silk robe, and I was just like, sir, what the fuck is this? And he had, like, a fake-ass candle lit, and there was, like, music quietly playing in the background. But when we started having sex, he turned it off.
Oh.
Oh, what?
That's weird. Yeah, in my house, most of the time, the TV or music is playing because the kids are in the other room.
Yeah.
But I've done it to all types of music.
What's your favorite? Is it really like R&B is like the best to get it onto?
Depending on the girl and the mood.
Okay.
Because the best was just a crazy wild night. House music is in the background and we're just drunk and we're just going at it.
It's like,
It's just like, there's no making love. There's just fucking at that point.
Yeah.
And sometimes, to be real, like you get so into it, you don't even hear the music.
True.
Like that happens a lot. Like you'll be going at it and it's just so great. And then all of a sudden there's like downtime and you're like, oh, fuck. Who's playing right? Like, we got music on? I forgot.
It was
like, you literally tune it out.
Maybe if there was music on.
It's possible.
Maybe. You didn't even notice it. Yeah, if I did do a Beyonce song, I would definitely do Drunk in Love.
Ooh.
I would definitely do Drunk in Love.
Oh, yeah,
I would
that'd be cool.
Legitimately want to be, like, wasted because that song, for me, does a great job of, like, embodying that time where, like, you got fucked up at the club, you got somebody with you, and you're just, like, looking at them, and they're looking at you like, wait, we're fucking, let's go.
Surfboard!
Surfboard! Oh, I want to do something to surfboard.
Yeah.
It's not too late. Don't you got things lined up this weekend?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Oh my
god. Gonna be a total slut this weekend.
Oh my god, I hope so. I bought spinach, so I was just like, bitch, you're gonna get your diet together for this weekend.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean you bought spinach? Yeah, is that like a sexy food?
The preparation is essential.
Okay, I thought it was a Popeye term. I'm like, okay, get that spinach in. Okay.
What eye are you popping?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay. Well, I guess war sex for me, and I think I may have talked about it once. I feel bad now because I'm pretty sure I took this person's virginity, but they didn't tell me that. Like, I had no idea.
Oh,
and it was just awful. So we were younger at the time. The person still lived with their parents, and we had been talking casually. I think it may have been my very first like casual sex encounter because I didn't want to be boyfriend or girlfriend with them at all. Mm-hmm. But they were just so awkward. Like, they literally did not know how to hump. Like, they didn't know how. Like, their whole body was thrusting, and their whole body was shaking the bed. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was just super, super awkward to the point where I was literally just like, lay down. Like, I need to control this situation because this is not going nowhere. It's bad. It's bad, bad. But then 10 seconds later, he was done.
Oh, no!
So, like, the second that I got on top and knew what the fuck I was doing, like, he was done. And I was like, wait a minute, like, are we for real? And like, this was a very well endowed individual, worst sex I ever had, probably like one of the best endowed, worst sex I ever had. And so I'm like, well, this was a letdown. Like, you, I thought you knew what the fuck you were doing. You told me something else. And I'm pretty certain, like, it had to be a virginity thing because I don't know what other excuse there is at that point. And afterwards, he harassed me for like months to be his girlfriend. I was like, boy. And then on top of that, he got offended when I said I didn't want a relationship, that he started like bragging to other people who wanted to have sex with me.
That he had sex with you.
That he had sex with me. I said, you brag one more fucking time, I'm going to tell everyone how shitty it was. Like, you shut your goddamn mouth.
Ew.
Yeah, because he was doing it in a fucked up way. Because it was someone that I was friends with, and I had friend zoned this person. And I was like, look, I'm just not trying to have sex with you.
Right.
Like, but they had wanted to get with me for years. And so I think it was at a party or, I don't know, he was like, yeah, like, I slept with her after, like, 3 weeks of talking, and you've been trying to talk to her for years. And I was like, bro.
What in the world?
If you don't get your ego in check, I'm going to put it in check. Calm down, sir. But I really liked what you said in the beginning, Carla, because you also said to talk about the times that you've been bad at sex. Yeah. I don't think anyone's perfect when it comes to sex. I have definitely been lazy with sex before. And it happens more with Bryce now just because we are busy. We do have kids. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a comfort thing, too. Like, I'm so comfortable with him that I can feel like I'm lazy with it.
Yeah.
But I will always tell him. And then I let him decide if he wants to still do it. I'm like, look, not really feeling it right now, but I get you want your needs. And, like, we can do this. And, like, I'm here for it, but I'm not going to be, like, all crazy into it or anything. And at that point, sometimes he's like, no, it kills the mood for me. And I was like, I get it. I, like, totally understand. And other times he's like, no, let's just go for it, you know. Mm. So, yeah, there's definitely times where I've been a starfish, and I'm very upfront. I'm like, mm-mm, tonight I'm tired. If you want to get off, get off. But mama's trying to fall asleep right afterwards. You don't got to get me off afterwards. Just get yourself off and let me go to bed.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've literally just, the guy's like, oh my gosh, I'm about to come. And they try to stop themselves, you know, because they don't. Yes. And I literally say, just fucking come.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I literally
Every
say,
time.
Go for
I've
it.
Heard that. Like, please.
Just, please do it. Like, you don't even have to help me out. But there was this one guy who was very large, not like chubby, but like very just incredibly muscular man.
Okay.
Very big, 6'2", like 200 pounds of just lean, mean monster machine, okay? And so we hit it off. We were talking for a little bit, hooking up, but mostly it was we were drunk when we would hook up. Mm. And we finally hooked up sober. And he was on top, and my legs were kind of, like, pushed back. Mm-hmm. But he was so heavy, like, that he was, like, really stretching me out, like, my legs.
He was using you to support himself.
Yes, he was using me as support for him. Mm-mm. And so I was just laying there because I couldn't physically move. I was pinned down to the ground. And then this is one of the last times that we ever had sex. A few years later, actually a couple months ago, we kind of started talking again, not like that, but just as friends. And he mentioned that he was like, yeah, I mean, I remember us having sex. You didn't really do much. And I was like, oh, well, LOL, hope I've gotten better since type of thing. But like, because I didn't want to tell him, like, because you were so fucking big, you were literally squishing me. Bitch. So I just like let it just be like, okay.
You should have looked up at him while I was like, you're squishing me,
you're
bitch.
You're squeezing me.
Because that is, I wanted to know if any of you have like said something in the moment. Because I had the exact same situation, except for me, like, the guy was, he's a larger man too, but like, not just muscular, like, he had a bunch of fat on him, and he was leaning on me while my legs were up against him, and like, I just said it out loud, I was like, I did not stretch before this, I'm so sorry, you have to get off me right now, because I'm literally
he's like, I'm
die.
Trying to, stay still.
No, and he wouldn't for a second, because he was like, in the zone, and I was like, no, but like, really?
You're like, you for real.
For real. Yeah,
I think it's different for me and maybe Joey, because at least like I've been with my person for so long, mm-hmm. like abso-fucking-lutely, if I'm uncomfortable, especially being pregnant, and that's something that I feel like he'll forget from time to time, and he'll try to like put my legs in a certain way, or we'll try to do certain positions. No. I said, not like this, honey.
Yeah.
Like, there are very few positions we can do right now because I can't breathe.
I think when Amber got to about that 7 months, I was done. I was just like, I'm good. I want you just to relax unless you really need some, because I know they encourage, if you want to get that baby out, have sex and stuff like that.
It's orgasms specifically. Yeah.
So, well,
actually,
I heard
that cum softens your cervix too. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole thing. Like the cum is helpful, but it's the orgasm that can start contractions.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I had a question for you, Anish. Have you ever, because I know women do this all the time, it's like the joke, but I'm sure every woman has done it. Have you ever faked an orgasm? just like, you're just over it, like.
I've never faked an orgasm, but like my experience with, I've had very few men in my life, to be all the way honest with you, that cared if I orgasmed.
Oh, they didn't care. They got theirs.
Yeah.
Well, men are selfish. Yeah.
Well, gay men in particular. Yeah. But like, and this is definitely my experience with like, with bottoming in particular, because like, yeah, they'll be like, as soon as them bitches nut, they're just like, all right.
They're over it.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Or on the flip side, then they'll try to start fucking again, and I'm just like, I didn't get there in the first place when we were fucking, so like, can we try something else?
Yeah.
And then the reaction will be like, but that's the only thing that I want to do. Oh yeah, incompatibility sexually
horrible.
Has been very consistent.
That I've had many sessions of whiskey dick. Y'all heard of whiskey dick?
Yes,
present.
I have heard of it.
That's whiskey me. I can't be too wasted. If
is
you
that
want
when
me
it
erect.
Lasts too long, or when you can't get it up?
No, when it lasts too long, when the girl you could tell is just.
I thought it was when you can't get it up.
No, whiskey dick is like you keep going and you won't come, and the girl's just like over it.
I genuinely think that it means both.
Really?
Both?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought
genuinely think
around.
It means
yeah,
both.
I've had girls like, you have whiskey dick, like, because I wouldn't finish. And then I'm just going, and they're just over. It's like half hour, 40 minutes, and I just can't finish.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No.
Because I've had guys that, like, can't get it up, and they're like, oh, damn it, sorry, I have whiskey dick. And I've had guys that, like, can't finish.
Maybe,
they're
like,
sorry, I've got whiskey dick. And I'm just like, what does it mean?
Scooching up on the chair.
Sorry, I'm, like, scooching on my chair.
I just love the term scooching up on my chair. I've never heard that.
Oh my God,
so
yeah.
Fucking
the
funny.
Girls that look like they're scooching up a chair when they're fucking.
Yeah, when they're on top of the guy. When you said that, I was weak as fuck. Because now when we're in the office or walking around, people scooching the chair.
That's all you can see.
I can see it like, oh my God.
Speaking of scooching up the chair and being bad at sex, like, I genuinely don't know if that's like good or bad sex. I have no idea. I still don't know if I'm good at writing or not. Like, I am still very uncomfortable when I have to do that, because it's like, how do I know if it I wish I could know, like, what it felt like for the dude, because
right. I get you.
I know. I like. Okay. I kind of miss my ex-boyfriend. He was so good at pointers and stuff about that. Like,
yeah.
Well, I think that's when relationships, like Gina was saying earlier, you're so comfortable with your partner, you can communicate what you like and don't like. And
President,
like Amber knows what I like, what I don't like. I know what she likes and don't like. Mm-hmm. When you have that communication, you know exactly where to go, how long you want to go, when is a bad time, when is a good time. It's
so nice.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's and then you just got to ask the person if they're in the mood. You just got to communicate.
Mm-hmm. You trying to fuck? No.
Yeah. Last night, Amber wanted to. I didn't want to.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, babe. I know, and I always want to. Like, I literally, it was 10:50 at night.
Oh, yeah, no, I would have not.
I get it now.
Man, our sleep thing,
nope,
I was
I
out.
Never.
And then I gave her the break yesterday. I went home, I took the kids, you know how we got off early?
Yeah.
I took the kids to the park, I took the dog to the park. I was out all day just to give Amber her time. Mm. Like, do whatever you want. Well, what time? Don't worry about it. Do whatever. Gila River, do you. And I was out with the kids, so by the time I got home, it was talk to JoJo, clean the house, build a shelf, do this. Gia wants to put on 3 different dresses. I got to order this. I got to get. And then by 10:30, I was like, I still got to edit this, or I still got to put this post up. And I had a look. She's like, you want to share a beer? I'm like, I would love to share a beer. Friday. Tomorrow, Can't you? But you're gonna come home at 2-3 in the morning for McFadden's. Da da da. I was like, yo. I was like, I'll wake you up.
Boy. Wait. So question, because that's interesting to me. Do those, like, when you do those, like, let's reschedule this moment, like, in your relationships, does that work? Like, genuinely, does that work out, really?
Yeah, it depends. It's not a foolproof system, but it's also not, like, a never-gonna-work system.
Yeah. Okay. She might not be in the mood.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can't... I mean, I don't think anyway that you can really force it.
Yeah. The best, Gina, would you agree, is like when you're both in the heat of the moment, you're like, yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, that's the best. When you're just both in the mood, you know it's going down.
Absolutely. And I feel like when you are single, it always happens like that. Because you both fucking want it.
Can I tell you guys about the last time I got fucked?
Absolutely.
And it was recently. So, remember how I told you guys about that really cute boy from Hinge that I was going to go to dinner with?
Yes.
So wait, your first encounter guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so we hung out, and that went well. And then after, like, a few days after, he invited me to watch movies at his house.
Oh,
and
we
I
know
was
what
like,
that means.
I was like, oh, you want to watch a movie at your house? And so I went over, because I wanted to see his cute little house. It's so nice, by the way. It's, like, not a bachelor pad. Like, it's like a actual place. Anyway, so I get there and he has a candle lit and he's like sitting on his couch and he's like, what movie do you want to watch? And so we chose like, oh wait, he listens to the podcast.
Romantic comedy? A comedy?
Yeah, he picked a rom-com.
Yeah.
And so we like started making out or whatever and it got a little intense and I told him, I was like, hey, we're not going to have sex. Because I want to take it slow. I've been, like, trying to take it slow, you know what I mean? And he was like, no, don't worry. Like, that's totally fine. So I keep watching the movie. And then the movie ends, and then we're talking for, like, hours. And then out of nowhere, like, we kind of, like, start making out again. And then it just, like, really kept going from there. But he was so respectful because he, like, wouldn't take my pants off. Because he knew that I said that.
Oh, right. That's very nice.
Yeah,
nice.
That I didn't
want
to have
sex. Heat coming back, he didn't try.
Yeah.
But,
like that a lot.
At one point, though, I was like,
you gave that fuck it moment.
I was like, sir, I mean, we've been going at this for a little while. So I kind of like gave the hint too, you know? And then I was like, so like, do you have a condom? And he was like, should we just go upstairs? And I was like, yeah, let's go upstairs. And so that's how it happened.
And was it amazing? Because there was all that foreplay?
It's not that it wasn't amazing. It was just like, kind of quicker.
Quick? Yeah. Okay.
Because at that point it was like late and I wanted to go home.
Well, that was your first time together too.
Yeah.
Right, the two of you. I think the first time with somebody is like.
No, but it was good. Like he was a good kisser. Like we were.
It sounded like you heated things up for a long time too, which is always going to help it go
so,
quickly.
Yeah.
Yo, for real, like guys have to do so much to prep before having sex. I remember, you know, growing up, the older guys, because I was the younger of the crew that I hung out with in junior high, and the older guys would give me
tips.
When you have some tips, and I was just like, there's no way I'm having sex anytime soon. I was like 13, 14. They were already 16, 17. So
right.
I'm like, okay. And I was 3 years later, I remember those tips. Like, dude, yeah, masturbate. If you know.
That's so crazy.
Right, like masturbate, that way you last longer.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Uh-huh. Does that really work?
It did, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because you could definitely have a nice 15-seconder if you haven't done it beforehand, 100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially like your situation, Carla, like that, if you're making out for so long and your shit is ready, you're so excited.
Yeah, he was ready.
Yeah. And you could tell. So by the time you go in, boom, you know, come, done.
Yeah.
Compliment to you.
Aw, thanks.
He was ready. Got him very excited. Yeah, all those tips on guys that, masturbate. Not right before, but early in the day to get it out of your system to last longer. Because if you masturbate too close to the time where you're going to have sex, then you can't get it up.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's so much the timing.
The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Yeah, and then in the gay sphere, because, like, I mean, I've had butt sex. I don't think anybody else has to admit it, but, like.
Butt sex?
Yeah.
We've all admitted it
already. I mean, in this episode. But, you can't just go in. So if you're going to be the top, you got to really stay hard for like a while. You know what I mean? Like without feeling like any actual like friction or whatever you want to call it. So, I think.
Oh, that's something I didn't think about, though, because even for hetero, I was going to say straight people sex. Like, usually you don't go right for the ass right away. Mm-hmm. So they still get to fuck for a while first. But with a gay guy, it's totally different. Like, that is where you fuck.
That's the target.
Yeah. So you're right. Bullseye.
Sometimes I got to go back in there with my mouth and be like, okay, motherfucker, it's time to wake up.
Yeah. Come on, let's go. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You know what's crazy? The anticipation of trying something for the first time you've always wanted
to. I want more of that. Yeah.
Like, that one thing, like when...
Anish just threw a little tantrum. He was kicking and flailing.
A guy, a hetero guy, he always wants to try anal with a girl. But not all girls want that. Or they tried it and they're not into it. So I remember when I first started to, my first girlfriend, she was not having, and we never did. She was just like, nope, 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 nope. And then my second relationship, it was at the end of our relationship where she said, finally, go for it. And I tried it. It was fucking amazing. It was amazing.
Why? That's why, like, I just want to know
why. Just
because
it's new, I think.
It's new. It's tight. And it's the orgasm she had was amazing.
That's wild.
Yes. That the orgasm the girl had. It was like, wow, okay.
And me thinking,
Yeah. I've only done it probably maybe four girls of all the girls I've been that actually, but every single time it was amazing because they were like fucking Fountainville.
Dude. Oh my God! Yes!
It was a Squirtsville. And I'm like, okay.
I don't know if this like applies to you, but do you remember the first time any guy ever tried to put his finger in your butt?
Yeah. I don't think anyone was really bold enough except Bryce.
Okay, because I was like, I was doing it with this dude who actually might listen to this podcast as well. Who knows? And my friends and I called him Key Boy because I accidentally left my keys there. And then when I tried to get him back, he wouldn't give them back to me because he thought that I did it on purpose to see him again. Like, no, bitch, I need my keys.
Anyway.
What up, Key Boy?
Key Boy. We were like,
whatever. Idiot.
Having sex. And we were doing doggy style. And I remember, like, he started, like, putting his, like, thumb around my booty hole. And I was, like, slapped his hand off. Like, what are you doing? And he was like, no, you're going to like it, I promise. And I was like, no, like, stop it. Please stop.
I like how you're looking back during the story. Like, he's there.
Are you re-envisioning the moment?
Yes. And then he was like, no, like, you're really going to like it. Like, I promise you, you're going to like it if I put my finger in your butt. And I was just like, no, that's okay. Because he was going thumb first. Like, I don't know, pinky me, sir. Like, don't just.
You should have a book called Pinky Me, Sir.
Oh, my God.
The book on taking it slow. Ooh.
Yeah, the book on taking it slow. You do maybe start off with a smaller finger than the thumb.
But wait, how does the story end? Did he ever get it in the butt?
Yes.
With the thumb?
At this point in my life, sometimes I really do be forgetting.
I forget because he's like, he was so long ago. Like, I've had, like, I think I only have two. I never remember sex ever in its entirety. I, like, every person I've ever been with, I only remember little flashbacks. With
moments.
This guy, I have two little flashbacks. One where I could see his back muscles and I was like, that's fucking hot. And then another one where the thumb thing. Those are the only two little flashbacks that I have of that.
What position were y'all in where you could see his back muscles?
I was wondering the same fucking thing. Did you have a strap on with Keyboy?
This guy have a mirror on his ceiling?
Where do you see his back muscles?
No, like he was like on top.
Kama Sutra
and
shit.
Like,
like we're doing the reverse butterfly.
No, he was like on top and I could like see like his like top of his muscles like contracting.
You got a giraffe neck?
I do.
Okay.
Carlos okay. Peered over like, what you like, work with back there, boy?
Damn. Okay.
Like, fuck. Damn. Okay. I'm glad I wasn't the only one because I'm sitting here like, I know I don't have a vagina, but like...
I just keep thinking it. Carla giving it to him.
Like,
no,
right? I was like,
did
you
fuck him? Back. I could see like the top of his back.
Okay, I got you. Oh, I get it now.
But also mirror sex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. That's,
absolutely.
That's
yes.
great.
I want to see you.
Like, yes, bitch, I'm doing this
I don't
shit.
Even remember last time I had mirror sex.
I think I turned myself on more.
No, but like, honest to God, it's
look
funny,
at my
but
back muscles.
But isn't that the tea, sis? Because I'll be if I have, I think there's maybe like two times. And one time it was at my place, and I positioned my mirror on purpose so we could see each other. But like, I was like, oh my God, look at my ass go, bitch!
I was so shameless when I was in college and getting mine. My fucking headboard was a mirror. I did not care. I was trying to hide it from no one.
Yes!
There was no secret mirror positioning. It was the headboard.
Oh my God.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Surfboard.
I still have the mirror.
That is everything.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you ever just touch it and just be like, oh, memory?
No. But maybe I should.
God, yeah, I got some homework to do. Mirror sex. God,
yeah.
That's been great.
Man,
that's great.
I don't even remember that. I was probably at a hotel with Amber probably 10, 12 years ago when she was very uncomfortable. She's very uncomfortable with that stuff. She doesn't want to see herself at all.
Oh my God.
But she's so hot.
I know. She's a fucking amazing in bed too. I'm like, are you serious, lady? She does not. And I remember that specifically. You say that. It was a mirror. And nope. It was one of those mirror closets. On the hotel, in the hotel
yeah.
room.
Oh, like you open
you
the
open
door.
You open it, and it was like, I'm like, yes. I'm like, hello, lady.
Oh,
and she's
I've
like,
never
no.
thought about that.
Yeah, they have the mirrors on if it's...
Like if you open it a certain way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first before your iPhones and your camera and your videotaping, when there was just a phone that was used for fucking calling people. You had the fucking mirror. It's the only way you can see yourself.
I've definitely never recorded myself or...
I've never either.
I haven't either.
I have.
You have. Yeah.
I have. Don't recommend it just because the guy that I did ended up blackmailing me.
That's true.
And
right.
saying he was going to like show people.
Oh my God.
And like, I was so sad about it mainly because like I wasn't even really putting in work at the time. Like,
I
don't even look that great. Like,
don't
I'm
let
not,
that one get out.
I know. I was like, oh, the people are going to think I'm bad at sex if you fucking show this shit. We can do better, sir.
Your text message.
I don't know. It's kind of fucking hot to do it, but you definitely would want to do it with somebody that you really, really trust. Like, I made sure that my face wasn't really in it.
Yeah,
because he was hitting it from the back.
Yeah,
and
that's how it should be.
Because there was this one time where he was like, oh my God, like it was like second stick or whatever, and he was like, let me like record you. I was like, fuck no,
absolutely cannot
do that. But it is kind of hot to record it. Just you know, if it's gonna be, if you're scared, like do it on your phone maybe, and like don't. I don't know.
Watch out,
because people are crazy. Mm-hmm. And even if it's your husband or whatever, like, because as hot as it is.
Yeah, here's the advice I'm getting from you. If you're going to do it, make sure it's the best sex on video, right? Just in case.
I mean, just in case it gets out at that point. Right. I remember I talked to my boss about it because I was like, just in case it does get out, like, are you going to fire me? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh. And somebody even was like, well, why don't you pull one of those where you leak it first, you know? That way you can be proud and ahead of it. And I was like, no. I don't know, though.
I could definitely see that being, like, a legitimate option.
Right,
I don't know
but...
if I shared it on the podcast before, but there was one time where, like, I went to go hook up with a guy, and I went to his place, and, like, I was literally... I was, like, sitting on his face, and I look over, and I see in the closet that there's, like, a camera on a tripod stand hiding.
Shut the fuck up.
I would be so mad.
Are you kidding me? I would steal it and smash it and
You're
not fucking
me.
Care.
You're smarter than me.
Yes,
because,
I would
like,
hop my God. Off the, I would, like, literally, like, have him all blinded in sex and then steal the camera and leave.
So, like, this
I'd
is, like,
livid.
While I've had, like, this
Angry.
Is recent. Like, I had this job, so I was like, oh, my fucking God, I hope to God this is not it. So I asked him about it, and he told me, he was like, no, I would have told you if, like, I recorded anything. And he showed me he has, like, an amateur, like, porn site or whatever that he does stuff like that with. But I
did
was
you,
just...
Did you check? Did you check the
yeah,
camera?
Yeah, like, it was
oh,
off.
Oh, God.
It was
okay.
off. But at the same time, I don't know, because I don't know if he was prepared for that, because I also had a friend who, when she was in college, like, she had a boyfriend. They were all in the dorms, and this boyfriend's roommate was secretly recording them having sex, like, in the dorm room, and it was, like, a whole
oh my goodness.
Thing. What would so you really have to watch
what
out.
What would your porn movie be called?
Shocked and RuPauled? Because the,
like,
the instead of appalled?
Yeah. Because, like, all, like, the moment I saw the camera, I think I just froze, and I was just, like, literally sitting on his face.
Because frozen.
Like, and I was I was just staring at the camera, like, while this guy was going to town on me, and I was like, oh my God.
Let it go.
And for probably like a solid 5 minutes, I didn't do a thing.
You know what? If I was ever in a porn, I would want to be one of those cheesy ones with a storyline.
Yeah.
So my porn, yes,
God.
My porn would be called Small Boobs, Big Dreams. And I would just be a small girl from Arkansas trying to get my start in the big city.
You'd have
and,
an accent?
Yes. And I'd sleep with the director, you know, and then it'd be like, Small Boobs, Big Dreams. And he'd be like, I'm going to make you a star, baby.
You've thought about this.
You've thought about this, baby.
So, you know.
Coming soon to a laptop screen near you.
Coming soon.
The Google searches for small boobs, big dreams just went way up.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Maybe I should be a director.
Oh, that would be
dope.
Oh,
my God. Ooh. I would be a director. Dead ass. Okay.
Dead ass.
Huh. How did you get into this?
I've met a few people like here that are in the porn industry, and I've absolutely asked that question.
How
like,
do you get into that?
How do you direct? He was like, because like the guy told me, because I was genuinely curious, and he told me like, it's like a traditional set. Like if you're on a professional one, there's PAs that are there.
Wow.
There's lighting. There's like, there's what do you call that board thing? Like the vision board or whatever for like, this is the
storyboard?
These are the scenes. The storyboard. These are the scenes that we want to shoot. This is how long we want this to be. They'll reshoot, recut.
A digital department.
Can you imagine?
Can
fucking
you imagine?
Porns look like at a digital department.
They got PAs and lighting.
The shit.
Storyboard.
Fuck.
Storyboard.
Deadline.
All right, we got another meeting. We got a 10 too. They are looking through our aquarium glass here. So we'll be winding this up. That was fun. All right. Join us for the next one Monday. Monday we'll be back for another podcast as well as the show. Check us out. Live 105, 5:30 to 10.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.